In other news this evening, in 2014, then-Delaware Governor Jack Markell gave notice to 6 low-performing, high-poverty schools, telling them to improve or risk closure. The so-called priority schools receive up to $1 million each, and 5 of them, all in Wilmington, continue to struggle. But a rural school in the southernmost part of the state has made dramatic strides. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Laurel is a rough little town. The municipality of 4,000 is surrounded by watermelon farms and chicken houses. There's no other industry in town to speak of, and the nondescript Main Street is mostly deserted at noontime on weekdays. More than half of Laurel School District's students live in poverty. At Laurel Middle School in 2015, barely 1 in 7 students was proficient in math on state standardized tests. In English, fewer than 3 in 10 were up to par. But once the school was targeted for possible closure, 2 new administrators, District Superintendent Sean Larimore and Principal Rick Evans, devised a new plan for success. The results speak for themselves. By 2017, math proficiency nearly tripled to 38%. In English, scores went up nearly 20 percentage points. Susan Vanderslice and her 2 children stuck with Laurel, even when other families were looking for schools outside the district.
There were some down parts within the district then, and a lot of people would even ask why we continued to keep our child, both of our children here. And we never wavered. We always had faith that the district would improve. It's shining now, it's superior.
So how did this low-performing school in this distressed agricultural community rebound? Many trace the origins as far back as 2010, when Laurel sought voter approval for a tax increase to build a new middle school and 2 others. The first attempt failed by nearly 200 votes. The district tried again and won by just 14 votes, a victory that Larimore relishes today.
The referendum was almost like a civil war here.
The new middle school and high school, which share a sprawling building, opened in 2015. Principal Evans said the key has been an intense focus on academic rigor in the classrooms.
One of the big things that we've focused on is just what does our instruction look like on a daily basis here? Is it rigorous? Is it does it have the big 3 that we're looking for, which is higher order thinking, use of graphic organizers, and then student collaboration? Are they talking to each other? Are they organized in what they're doing? And is it rigorous?
Okay. How many people totally got 540 over 100? Nice job today. All right.
Evans decided to focus on teaching students to meet the standard expected in the state's smarter balance tests.
We don't teach to the test. We teach the standards. And the test is based on standards. But what we do try to do is to provide on a daily basis the rigor that they're going to see on that test. You know, I'm a firm believer that, the old sports analogy, the practice should be harder than the game.
Seventh grader Mirta Angel Gabriel was nervous at first, but adapted quickly.
We got the hang of it. We had to, adjust to ourselves. We need to start thinking out of the box. We can't be thinking, the simple things. We had to go higher than that.
Evans also decided to invest more resources into the heartbeat of every school, the teachers.
They're the constant in the room from year to year, day to day. So we wanted to put money into making them the best teachers that they could be.
Teachers hold professional development meetings every morning before class. Educators from the University of Delaware visit periodically to work with teachers on curriculum and strategies.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Working with your partner, I want you to do 1 and 2 together.
English teacher Amy Handy says the experts have inspired her to be better.
They come in and they work with the math and language arts departments, and basically they're taking a look at our curriculum, our lesson plans, and then they're adding any new innovation to it. It has allowed me to grow tremendously just by having this time, this collaboration.
Laurel's approach could be a model for other struggling schools to emulate, says Allison Travers, a project manager for UD's Academy for School Leadership.
Everyone understands what their focus is educationally, academically, and behaviorally, and everyone's working hard to make that mission happen.
Principal Evans predicts his school's performance will be even better in this year's round of testing. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.